loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's the Cube Show.
This is All Born Radio.
I'm a good person.
Man, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God want us to win the world championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I!
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
This is a sad day for the University of Mississippi. Earlier today, we announced that Coach Hugh Freeze has resigned from his position as our head football coach, and it was important to meet with you, all of you, as soon as possible. As Vice Chancellor and Athletics Director Ross Bjork will explain shortly, Coach Freeze resigned this afternoon after confirming to Ross and me a pattern of personal misconduct inconsistent with the standards we expect from the leader of our football team. While Coach Freeze served our university well in many regards during his tenure, we simply cannot accept the conduct in his personal life that we have discovered.
Hugh Freeze out as head football coach at Ole Miss. Welcome back into the Southern RV Wholesale Studio. Go to srvwholesale.com. Pat 40 tweeted from at Yahoo 40 15 hours ago, Yahoo sources, explosive new information has put Ole Miss football coach Hugh Freeze's job in immediate jeopardy. A decision could come soon, well before anyone else. Pat, you are on top of this. He joins us now. What else besides that one phone call was the information that Ross Bjork and that administration received that did put Hugh Freeze's job in jeopardy and led to him being fired?
Well, they haven't disclosed that, but I think it's pretty clear that it's similar to the one phone call. You know, whether it's other phone calls to other escorts or whatever the case may be, we don't know for sure, but things along those lines that clearly indicate a personal issue that Ole Miss really could not afford to tolerate.
You also tweeted a little bit later than that Yahoo inquired last week about the call that he made. Can you take us through the timeline of how Hugh Freeze addressed that and how that maybe contributed to him being fired as the Ole Miss head football coach?
Yeah. We got a hold of records that indicated the phone call, and I spoke to Freeze last Friday morning, and he really rather casually just kind of shot it down, said, you know, that there was a one-minute phone call. He doesn't even know what the call was, couldn't remember it, you know, didn't remember talking to anybody. Said, you know, that he had a chance to redact numbers, and certainly if there was something, you know, untoward about it, he would have redacted it, and there's really nothing to it. I spoke later to Ross Bjork, who said much the same things, and also said that they had reviewed all of Hugh Freeze's records, done a search of all of his phone records over the course of his entire tenure at Ole Miss, and that number never appeared again. And so, you know, we had a lot of discussion about that. Said, you know, do we write a story based on one-minute phone call that could be explained as a misdial? And so we did not. We kept monitoring the situation and checked on the story. And then, you know, it all exploded last night after Ole Miss that found, you know, additional information on phone records.
Pat 40 of Yahoo Sports joining us. Follow him on Twitter at Yahoo 40. Was first with the news that Freeze's job was in jeopardy yesterday late afternoon. So to clarify, there and all of this, I guess, comes about with Houston Nutt's lawsuit being able to get a hold of these phone records. This one phone call that was made, am I correct in stating that Hugh Freeze had the opportunity to redact that call as a personal call before the records was turned over, did not, and then whatever legwork was done by whoever after that is how it was found, and thus that leading to Ross Bjork and company siphoning through 39,000 other phone calls that led to Hugh Freeze being dismissed?
You are correct, Cole.
pretty amazing stuff when you think about it. In your opinion, Pat, is this an issue with Hugh Freeze that's gone back for some time, or is this something that during his rise to fame and celebrity status came about with him as the Ole Miss head football coach?
I don't know. You know, I've not known Hugh Freeze before he was the coach at Mississippi, and I can't say I knew him terribly well off the field. I have had several conversations with him, some of them contentious, things that I had written that he didn't like, some of them certainly less so. And so I can't really comment on what his, you know, personal life was like before. You know, there certainly had been some rumblings out of Mississippi that perhaps there were some issues off the field with him, but nothing tangible, nothing anybody was, you know, really seemed to have any solid information about. So I don't know what Hugh Freeze was like before he got to Ole Miss. And really, you know, most of us don't know what these guys are like off the field anyway.
Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports with us. Other than just not having anything to do with extramarital affairs, is there anything in the last month, 3 months, 6 months, in your opinion, that Hugh Freeze could have done to save his job as the Ole Miss head football coach?
Well, you know, I think you could go back 18 months and find many things Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss could have done that would have completely altered this situation. If you go back to when I broke the news about the notice of allegations in January 2016, that's what started all this, when Freeze started lying to media members and to recruits about what was in the notice of allegations. They didn't release it, and he just started telling people, you know, this is a Houston Nutt problem, this isn't our problem. And that was when the snowball started, because that's what offended Houston Nutt to the point that he wanted to file a suit. And when they didn't deal with Houston Nutt in a very serious manner, when they refused to return his attorney's phone calls, his requests for information, when they made basically a formal public request for an apology to Houston Nutt, and they blew that off, then that resulted in a lawsuit. And then the lawsuit resulted in the phone records being requested, and then the phone records resulted in the phone number being discovered, and now Hugh Freeze is unemployed.
Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports with us. You mentioned news that you have broken involving Ole Miss previously. Has Hugh Freeze ever reached out to you to try and, I guess, direct the narrative of in the court of public opinion about himself or Ole Miss without you, I guess, reaching out initially?
He's called me. Yeah, and called and or texted. We've had, like I said, we've had some discussions, some of them a little bit contentious, things he did not like. But, you know, I mean, that's fine. That's part of the job. That's part of the business. That doesn't, you know, perturb me particularly. You know, I think he spent more of his time trying to spin people who were probably more friendly media sources to and succeeded, as a matter of fact, in having people portray this the way he and Ole Miss wanted this to be portrayed, as opposed to factually. But, you know, he called, and we talked several times. It wasn't going to make a difference in how we reported the story.
Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports with us. You've covered other schools that have been under NCAA investigation. Does this firing of Hugh Freeze, or him stepping down, excuse me, it would have been a firing, but he decided to resign. Does Hugh Freeze resigning, in your opinion, help Ole Miss with the NCAA at all?
Not as much as some Ole Miss fans would like to think. I would expect this really doesn't do much for them, because he's not being forced out due to them trying to clean up the NCAA mess or because of any alleged NCAA violations. This is totally separate from that. And so Ole Miss can't really play that card of, oh, well, look, we got rid of our coach who was part of the problem. No, they got rid of him for a completely separate reason. They're still wholeheartedly behind Freeze in writing in their NCAA notice of allegations response. So I don't think the Committee on Infractions will take this as a mitigating factor at all. You know, they weigh mitigating and aggravating factors. This would not qualify as a mitigating factor, I don't believe, to the Committee on Infractions.
If they had come out yesterday, Pat, and said that they're firing him because of more information they may have found with the NCAA also in addition to this, do you think that would have helped?
Maybe, but it still might be too little too late. I mean, like I said, they've backed him to the hilt and taken it, you know, almost to the point of the actual hearing. You know, so if there were additional findings about NCAA stuff, certainly everybody would want to see that and know that, and the Committee on Infractions most of all, and the Enforcement Department most of all. So, you know, they could have said that, but again, I'm not sure anything at this point was going to mitigate the potential damage in terms of sanctions to the school or to Hugh Freeze.
Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports with us. Has your opinion of Ross Bjork and maybe his job security changed after yesterday?
I thought Ross handled a terrible situation about as well as you could yesterday. You know, his coach was not honest with him. His coach was not honest with me. We're the only people that have actually interviewed Hugh Freeze about the phone records, to the best of my knowledge. And what he told me, I believe, is what he told Ross Bjork about the call. He basically, you know, tried to say that it was at best a misdial. He doesn't remember talking to anybody, and there's nothing to it. And I think that's exactly what he told his superiors as well when this first came to light. You know, the problem for Ross and for so many athletic directors is he's gone way overboard extolling the integrity and the virtues of a football coach. He should say, I like this coach because he beat Alabama twice and we've gone to bowl games. When you stick your neck out like that on behalf of a football coach and then something like this blows up, multiple level one NCAA accusations plus off the field issues, guess what? You look like an idiot. So that's the problem there. But every athletic director does that because that's part of this weird college sports culture where we not only have to hire winners, we have to hire saints, which is completely unrealistic, but that's what every athletic administrator does.
What do you expect next for Ole Miss in this football program?
I expect them to get hammered by the NCAA. You know, that's an armchair view. That's not an expert view. I'm not going to be in the Committee on Infractions room, obviously. I think Ole Miss did its best with their defense of the program, but 21 allegations, most of them serious, a smorgasbord of violations from academic fraud to booster involvement to coach involvement, lack of coach control, lack of institutional control. I think they're going to get crushed, and I think Hugh Freeze, in addition to the personal problems he has and being unemployed, he's going to get a show cause order. That would be my expectation.
Well, Pat, great stuff as always. I know you're a busy man, especially the last 24 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to catching up soon.
My pleasure, Cole. Thank you.
Pat Forty with Yahoo Sports at Yahoo 40 via Twitter was really first on top of the possibility of Hugh Freeze getting let go yesterday, tweeting that out in the early afternoon hours. Before we move on to 10 After Tweets, I want to tell you guys about Valley Equipment Rental. Go to valleyequipmentrents.com, valleyequipmentrents.com. You can check out all the equipment there that they can help you out with: tillers, pressure washers, stump grinders, scissor lifts, bulldozers, tractors, anything that you might need. Valley Equipment Rental can help you out. 256-964-6081. 256-964-6081. Call Ross and Tanner and the guys today and ask them about their weekend special. Pick it up today after 3. Not due back until Friday morning by 8 a.m. You pay for one day. So if you got a project around the house that you need to knock out this weekend, Valley Equipment Rental can help you out. Before we get to 10 after tweets, any follow-up there from what Pat Forty had to say? Archie Shea, he says he thinks Ole Miss gets hammered. So they're going to get hit hard. Which to me, I would assume, means that second-year bowl ban is coming and then players are going to be able to bail. And that's going to be just as ugly as I think we can, any of us can even imagine.
I think when you look at what the NCAA has to look at with Ole Miss, regardless of the fact that he wasn't fired because of the NCAA issues, I think the fact that you got rid of the coach, everybody basically on that staff is gone that's being implicated in these scenarios. So it's basically a whole new slate of people. And I think even though it came, as far as the figurehead, the top guy, even though that came in a different scenario, I think the NCAA takes that into account. That whatever the reason, they got rid of the guy that we're about to hammer. He still gets a show cause. I still think more postseason ban is in play. And I still think they lose scholarships. Now, we'll never really know how much it mitigates it unless we see, like, 6 scholarships over 3 years or something. But I expect them to get hit hard, but I don't know how hammered they get. I think getting rid of Hugh Freeze helps in some form or fashion. Because now you're talking about a whole bunch of nobodies as far as this case is concerned.
All right, let's get the 10 after tweets. Brought to you by First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com.
Bring me the tweets!
At Bill Big D responds to at JSelfo66, who tweeted, "Thanks, at Cole Kubik, for having me on the show. Got me pumped for another great year of college football." Bill responds, "You did a good job this morning." Also, Chris Crow at CLCCrow1876 tweets, "Great interview, guys," in response to Selfo's tweet. So, a lot of folks, a fan of the former NC State and South Alabama center, joining the show this morning.
You know, one of the things I found was interesting, that what Yahoo 40 said, Pat 40, I don't know what I call him by his Twitter handle, that Pat 40 said, is that basically, because some people, a lot of people yesterday I saw on social media were wondering why Ross Bjork was even there. Like, he should be considered part of this cleaning of house. And when we've talked to a couple people about this today, including Neil McCready earlier, which is up on the podcast, as so is it is on our timelines, and then now with Pat 40, it seems like that they feel like Ross was duped himself.
Yeah, I think Ross. The
Do
way
you think
I'm...
he has everybody fooled, including the athletic director?
Yes. I think that's why those guys went to bat for him.
Man, that's a...
They didn't know that part was there. Now...
Hugh Freeze is a sociopath then, man. That is...
I do think that there were other parts of... I don't really know a way to skirt around this. No pun intended. But I do think that there were some other extramarital affairs that were happening. Maybe not along the same lines as hiring a call girl that Ross and those guys had sort of dealt with. And that compounded when they found this call and then probably went and found other calls and said that enough's enough. We've backed you on all these NCAA deals. We're trying to help you. We said we're going to bat for you. And now this, we can't do it.
You know,
I heard Ross, he almost sounded frustrated yesterday. He said, you know, it was just, it wasn't somebody that we could have on to continue as our football coach.
You know, I think it's interesting when people say, I mean, all this started with one phone call. It's under a minute. Yeah, you know, that phone number never appeared again. Feel pretty confident that there's more than one escort service out there you can call.
Yeah.
Feel pretty confident saying that.
Especially in Tampa, I would think. Bad things happen in Tampa, man.
Ole Miss football tweet, "With yesterday's announcement, this year's ladies forum is canceled. Refunds will be processed as soon as possible. We apologize for any inconvenience." Yeah, I'd say so. Do you see also
we
yesterday?
Save that for tomorrow. I mean, a couple days from now. Did we have to tweet that out today? Come on, guys.
You know, there was a party yesterday lined up for Ole Miss, and Ross Bjork was supposed to be there last night. It was like a jump on board the bandwagon kind of thing. And Ross Bjork was supposed to be there. And the tweet said he canceled earlier in the afternoon because, quote, something came up. We obviously know what it is now. And there was a picture of, like, one lady at, like, a punch bowl in an empty, like, area where everybody's supposed to be sitting. And it's so sad with all the red and white and blue balloons. It's like, oh, that's depressing. They're supposed to have the athletic director. He's like, oh, something came up. I got to fire my coach.
Won't be there. Ole Miss at Ole Miss Rebels tweets 19 hours ago. "Nothing but sunshine today."
About to get some shade.
Emoticon sun with partial cloud and an Instagram photo. A link to an Instagram photo.
You know,
really? Nothing but sunshine.
You know, really shortly before, like maybe an hour before the announcement happened, maybe 2 hours, our friend Matt Wyatt retweeted that somebody came on, I think, his radio show and matched like a $25,000 donation. I think it's wife's name's Jill.
Yeah, Freeze's wife did.
That happened really quickly, by the way, but apparently everything just went haywire. Secondly, you know what I love about all of this? It's not only how quickly it happened, but how chaotically it happened. Ole Miss Ole Miss it felt like every single person was in the dark about every single thing that was happening with that head coach. And it feels like there's almost one guy. If there's ever a case that I'm made to believe that there is one guy that has just gone rogue, it's the head coach of Ole Miss. That he's like, hey, listen, I have a certain amount of guys I trust to say things like, go pay this guy's mom's electricity bill. Let's let this booster go take this guy out on his hunting ground. It's Hugh Freeze. The more and more I read about him,
Well, you heard Chris Vernon say people tried to warn him when he was hired that he was...
Everybody was fooled.
Said people told him he was a creep.
Please,
Chris Vernon's words.
Be aware of those who protest too much.
Dr. Dave responds to the cold question of the day, Cutcliffe. Dude at Dude9415 responds to the cold question of the day, is that John L. Smith's music? Tony Freeman responds, none of the above. Larry Fedora.
Just keep adding NCAA issues.
At WarJones80 responds, all of these are dumb choices and unrealistic. No prestigious coach is going to want that job with all that hangs over it. They need a Band-Aid.
Hey, thanks for having fun. Because the question said, who would you like to see? Not who is a realistic chance and who should be the head coach. It's who would you like to see? Hey, we could have put Art Briles on there. Bobby Petrino could have made his name on there. Could have brought him back to the SEC. We could have brought up a lot of dirty folks if we wanted to. Pat Dye. Could have brought up a lot of names that you probably don't want to hear.
Fun is cool, Jones.
Fun is cool, Cole. Fun is very cool.
So, yeah.
This tweet, I mean, it feels like we've missed a chance at a lot of tweets today. Josh tweets, anyone made a joke about Hugh running the hooker ladder play yet?
Wow.
Yes, they have. You just did it on the show.
Bobby Barnett tweets in, Henry Winkler as long as he could get Adam Sandler to play.
What is going on?
I'm not sure. I am not sure.
Lance Taylor, our friend, the Lance Taylor of Jocks Roundtable, says, Houston Nutt's final Ole Miss salary, $2.7 million. Hugh Freeze's 2017 salary, $4.9 million. Escort, $500. Burner phone, priceless.
Yeah, it was a common theme yesterday.
How could you...
Via Twitter.
How could you not know if you're trying to hook up with the ladies on the down low? You're going to make $5 million this year. Get yourself like a, what is it called? Ladybugs. Get you an old person phone.
Ladybugs.
Get you something that just does the very basics. Get a burner phone. Get anything. Get any. Robert Bentley was doing this. It's not the worst idea in the world.
Corey
it's
Nackery.
On breaking, it's on everything.
At Nackery Corey tweets, Echo Cubic, great radio this morning. McCready and Staples were awesome. Some other ones out there that I think we haven't even gotten to. Stuff from yesterday.
Andy Staples, speaking of, tweets, let's just marinate on this a little more. This happened because of Houston Nutt and phone records.
It's crazy. Joel Klatt, at Joel Klatt tweets, sure wish the NCAA would do the right thing and allow players from Ole Miss to transfer without penalty. Coach was a fraud, not their fault. Brad H. tweets, at Cole Kublik, hey Cole, still thinking last? Tanner Stahl, at Cole Kublik, so does the ramifications of tonight's news include you changing your SEC West predictions? LOL. Emoticon praying hands, emoticon pig, emoticon, not sure, man shrugging, emoticon face with tears of joy, and emoticon winking face.
Let's just say this guy, what's his name again?
Tanner Stahl, at Tanner Hogg.
Tanner Hogg has his priorities straight. That's the first thing we're going to get to, is revising our picks.
Here you go. Austin Stanley tweets, at Radio Wyatt says, Jill Freeze came on his show during charity radiothon and matched $25,000 donation by Freeze Foundation 1 hour before resignation. Matt Wyatt quoted it, said, true, and she was phenomenal. Has my respect.
Brett McMurray. By the way,
Corey Adams tweets, one name nobody is mentioning who might get the job is Mark Helfrich.
No. Yeah, let's go back to his wife. That's a chilly night at the Freeze household. And I'm pun intending on that one. You think he slept in that house last night?
I don't
think he slept in that house last night.
I actually thought about that last night.
I think he found himself a place at the hotel.
JLay12 tweets, bring Mike Shula to the Grove. Michael Blackburn tweets, Freeze and the Love Gov need to share notes. B-Ran tweets, show has been legit today. Glad new listeners are interacting.
Yeah. Brett McMurphy tweets, Houston won 135 games as a college coach. None bigger than his victory today. God bless Houston Nutt.
Yeah. At EagleEye1906 tweets, go full heel and hire Art Briles.
I don't know if you want to go
here's some
full
more for
heel.
You. Bryce Rohr, at Bryce, R-O-H-R-10, at Cole Kublik. Still think the Hogs finished behind Ole Miss in the West? Hashtag wrong!
Let me ask you this, Cole. I got a couple of very important questions. One from that tweet and one from a tweet I'm about to hear, about to read. If Ole Miss hired Art Briles, would the NCAA then just shut the program down?
Probably.
I feel like the NCAA would come in and be like, you're done. This tweet comes from Dan Walken. Another question I want to ask you now. If Ole Miss had just apologized to Houston Nutt, I don't think any of this happens.
Probably not.
You think so?
Pat just said it. Pat said that because they just blew that off, that he thinks that that's a big part of why we're here today.
Well, I don't know what Pat's. I'm asking what you think.
Yeah,
you think
no,
that would,
I agree.
This tweet.
And that's 100% ego is all that is. It's just, we're better than you. You have no clout. Go away. Instead of just saying, you know what? Yeah, we're sorry that. And you could have had a legal team word it to where it didn't get you in trouble.
Think about the think about how specific this was. Houston Nutt wanted 1 week of phone calls from Hugh Freeze's university phone. Which means Houston Nutt and his lawyers knew that during that 1 week, there was at least one phone call made that was going to implicate Coach Freeze in something. Man, it's just hard to hide, man. Speaking of jokes I got thrown all over the place yesterday, Andrew tweets, Michael Orr is released and Hugh Freeze resigns both on the same day. Ole Miss is getting blindsided.
Oh, boy.
Womp, womp.
The Coon Dog trademark at Copia Dog tweets, I think their best bet is to be the first program with a female head coach.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Bobby Barnett tweets, where's all the Katy Perry jokes?
There were some last night. I saw someone tweet last night, Ole Miss was doomed once they accepted Katy Perry. Brett McMurphy also tweets, trying to confirm if the NCAA will vacate Hugh Freeze's SEC record-long opening statement at last week's SEC Media Days.
I don't know. It took a long time.
You gotta vacate that?
Hey, I tweeted this yesterday, Arky Shea, at Cole Kublik. Current SEC head coaches with a win versus Nick Saban at Alabama. By the way, I had one smart ass say, when did Gus Malzahn win at Alabama? If you can't understand that it means while Nick Saban's been the coach at Alabama, you should just get off Twitter. Gus Malzahn and Kevin Sumlin. That's it.
No, keep going.
No. 2 of 13 other schools. Head coaches have one singular win each over Nick Saban while he's been the Alabama head coach.
That's since 2007, eight?
Eight. Evan McCullers responds to that and says, for all the heat he's taken the past few years, some of it well-deserved, are we sure Gus Malzahn isn't the second best coach in the SEC?
I can't say no at this point. Follow my laces tweets at Cube Show. Love how Ole Miss acts like Freeze called the escorts for himself. He just jumped on the NCAA grenade. We heard Neil McCready earlier say there's nothing to indicate that he used these for recruiting incentives.
There are a lot of people who really want to believe that.
Well, I mean, it happened at Louisville, so it's not impossible. It's not like it's never happened. You know. And there's many times, quote, campus girls that campus escorts have been used to, show the guys around. And
John
Baylor's
Yates,
one of those cases.
John Yates tweets at Cole Kublik, Rhett Lashley would seem like a nice replacement scheme-wise.
Oh, man.
Mike Bowling, hey, at Cole Kublik, do you still have the Hogs coming in last in the West now that Ole Miss is now without its coach?
Yeah, let's
hashtag
talk about that.
WPS.
Let's talk about that.
Mike Barkman tweets, hey, at Arky Shea, at Cole Kublik, care to predict how long before Saban hires Freeze as an analyst?
Yeah, because he needs another offensive staff member with that problem in-house.
He'll probably wait till next offseason to hire him. Probably should give it a little bit of space.
At Dupe_3 tweets, at Arkishay, at Cole Kublik, worse for Ole Miss or better for Arkansas fans? You be the judge.
It's close. I'm still going to go slightly worse for Ole Miss.
Laura Rutledge
tweets.
But
Arkansas fans got a reprieve.
Laura Rutledge tweets, wow. But could we see him as an offensive analyst in Tuscaloosa?
Oh,
just
Laura.
Saying.
Oh, Laura, that's our bacon girl. She got, like, loose yesterday. Let me tell you this. If. I don't want to go there.
John Bryce at John D. Bryce 1 tweets, my boy Memphis just texted me, OJ and Hugh Freeze set go on the same day. Can't wait for this 30 for 30.
This would be a legitimate, interesting 30 for 30.
Freezed them.
Wow.
I just rolled that one off out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
You can tell.
ESPN, you can have it.
You can have it. They'll put that on their mini suggestions.
Dino Favides. He responds, none on the list, but I do think any established coach will want that job and start at zero in sanctions by NCAA.
Hey, you know who else is starting at zero?
Fun.
UAB. You think everybody wants that job? You think starting at zero is fun?
Jason Thomas tweets in, Ole Miss is now officially on Chip Kelly alert. I don't think Chip Kelly wants to coach in the Southeast. That's just my opinion.
I don't think Chip Kelly wants to go into a situation where we're going to take all of his scholarships.
Let's see. You narrowly avoided a show cause. Our former coach just got a show cause. Let's bring you in.
And do what?
Feel safe. Feels great. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Tom Fernelli tweets, this all ends with Les Miles at Ole Miss, doesn't it? Hey, the Monday Morning Quarterback tweets, two Panthers transactions today. Guard Trey Turner agrees to a 4-year extension. Offensive tackle, Michael Ower, released.
He's now released. And Ole Miss is, I just want to do it one more time, blindsided. Wah, wah. Oh, they got him.
And finally, we can hit this when we come back. Matt Zenitz at M. Zenitz tweets, running back B.J. Emmons and cornerback Aaron Robinson are transferring.
Yeah, we should definitely mention this at some point. By the way, how about
– I was going to get it in now because I have no idea what direction we're going, so –
How about the great news for any type of blowback for Alabama for having more guys transfer, including highly touted guys, to just be like, yeah, we got one coach in our same division who's resigning because he wanted to call hookers.
And our friend Karen Key Largo, who if you missed her tweeting hate at me and her affection for Rick Trickett earlier
she's
in the week.
She's not a friend. Don't say that.
She tweets, I hope for a war, no injuries on either team, and may the best team win. That was in reference to Alabama and Florida State.
No.
She wants a war.
I don't know. Jason Thomas also said, okay, how about Ole Miss and Lane Sleazy Kiffin alert? I'll allow that.
All right. We got to get to a break. We'll talk some OJ. We'll talk some Alabama transfers and more next. Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yum. Appreciate you guys tuning in. 866-485-9867 if you did want to get in on the phones. Last segment to be able to do that. It's been a great show. Neil McCready, Andy Staples, RebelGrove.com and Sports Illustrated. Joe Selfo, former NC State on South Alabama offensive lineman. Chris Vernon. Pat 40, a lot. O.J. Simpson, granted parole yesterday. Earliest release would be October the 1st. So the juice will be loose, as everyone was tweeting yesterday. And now we sort of begin to consider and think about what maybe his life will be like moving forward. And he stated yesterday, first off, this whole thing was preposterous in many ways. I mean, you had a guy who's working on this wearing a Kansas City Chiefs tie. The judge misses his age by 20 years. A lot of jokes, a lot of laughing yesterday in the courtroom. OJ didn't seem to be overly apologetic about why he ended up in prison. Actually, downright defensive about why he did what he did. Had a guy come to his defense and testify on his behalf wearing a Heisman shirt. I mean, it was just a crazy cast of characters for this whole deal yesterday. Probably about exactly what we should have expected from an O.J. Simpson parole hearing.
Almost like it was all staged.
Couldn't have scripted it any better.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part about all this is that when he can get out October the 1st, that's 2 days before the anniversary of him when he was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. I hope they wait till October 3rd just to keep the staging process going. So,
also,
congratulations. He's been in there 9 years. It makes sense. I mean, 9 years for basically him going back and getting his own stuff.
What do you think the next 2.5 months are going to be like, though?
It's a long time.
Do you think that,
hopefully him by himself, because I'd kill a guy to try to get out before me.
Yeah, a lot of jealousy and envy, I would think.
Yeah?
I would think that could be really scary. People know you were getting out. Now, it was reported that there was celebratory cheers in the jail yard as it was announced yesterday.
Sure.
So a lot of those guys, I guess, want him to get out.
I mean, isn't he the commissioner of the softball league there?
Fantasy football guru as well.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, they're proud for him. He's their
guy. They're going to lose fantasy now.
Look, OJ's super charming. He's super likable. And a lot of these guys, I'm sure, know very, very well who OJ is and his football prowess. And some of them, maybe even were fans of him. So,
A couple of more items from yesterday's, a really busy day yesterday. Marcel Harris, Florida safety, 2 interceptions, led the team in 73 tackles. Torn Achilles tendon and will miss 2017. Big loss for the Gators. A quality football player.
Yeah, so I got to rethink Arkansas winning being worse than the West for me, and now I got to rethink Florida winning the East after you lose a veteran safety like that this close to practice starting. So big loss.
We also mentioned just before the break, B.J. Emmons, Alabama running back, and Alabama cornerback Aaron Robinson both going to transfer out of Alabama. Emmons, a top 50 recruit. He was number 36 overall last year, but his opportunity of getting meaningful touches is just next to none. So it's no surprise as jammed up as that position is.
What's surprising is there aren't more Alabama running back transfers. I know some people are like, hey, iron sharpens iron. You want to believe you're the best.
Don't
but
you
like,
want to be built by Bama?
You can be built other places.
You can
find your way to play. I'm just so surprised that that position is so loaded and doesn't get more transfers, which is a testament to the guys who want to go to Alabama and become a better player, but a better person, and they want to become a big time not only recruit but a guy who's able to compete on the largest stage every single year. There are other really good schools that you could play at. That you can get a lot of notice time. Florida could probably use somebody out of that backfield.
Yeah, at safety.
If you can transfer them over to safety, too, that'd be nice.
Yeah, the bad part, I guess, for this year in the SEC, running back is not a position of need in many places. A lot of good backs coming back in the SEC.
But there are other
year.
Schools
yeah.
that play with
like
running
the
backs.
JUCOs that they're going to end up at.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to a break. When we come back, TV listings and another one next. All right, welcome back in. Cube Show's Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yump. If you missed Neil McCready, Andy Staples, Joe Selfo, Chris Fernan, Pat 40 podcast, some of those are up now. Some will be up after the show. TV listings for tonight, Arky Shea. CBS tonight, 7 p.m., new episode, Big Brother.
Wife was watching an old episode last night. She says it's a great season. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Will you be able to this weekend? You're running out of weekends. You're going to get free.
I'm too far behind now. So,
you can catch up. She can have that.
Netflix.
That's your show.
Netflix has.
Last Chance U.
Yeah. Two. Right.
Yeah.
Last Chance U two, but not talking about the band.
Part two.
Last Chance U. Again.
Last Chance U. Seriously, this time. Seriously, get your grades together.
Last Chance U. Another U.
I can't wait to see Buddy Stevens again.
Last Chance, another U.
I'm so excited. Have you told people who we're going to have on Monday?
Brittany Wagner will join the show Monday to talk about Last Chance U.
She's a part of this. This is your last one.
She's not in scuba anymore, but she will be featured in this season. I'll knock this out this weekend. Easy.
Oh, yeah. I'll knock it out probably tonight.
I'll be too damn sleepy for that tonight.
Do you feel like this show is like...
We had a rough one last night.
Really?
Judge did not want to sleep last night, man.
It's because he went 1-for-3 last night and has been on like a rough streak since the All-Star break.
It's the longest homerless streak of his life.
You know, they made fun of, like, they're making fun of Aaron Judge because he's not been hit home runs since the All-Star break. It's been like 29 at-bats.
Well, yeah, when you hit the most by a Yankees rookie ever, it's...
You know, Vlad Guerrero once went, after winning an All-Star, winning a home run derby, once went 75 straight at-bats. So let's chill out a little
bit. Just make the home run derby a day long for each participant. We'll see how gassed up we can get them.
Do you feel like this show is like barely giving us a chance to breathe?
Yes, but I'm okay with that.
Because we only got like a minute left.
Monday, we came in here Monday and I said this on air, and now begins the longest journey in sports talk radio.
Thank you, Houston Nutt. You're such a good person. I wish it happened like Tuesday.
We had a whole week to talk about it. If the Hugh Freeze stuff doesn't happen, we just made an hour segment out of two guys transferring from Alabama that have never played. And a safety getting hurt at Florida. We had Pat Dooley, Aaron Suttles.
Hold on. We're going to play Learn That Line today. We were.
Yeah, we had to S-can it. Couldn't even do it.
File 13, that some bitch.
I am not a bitch. BET tonight, 7 p.m. Bama Zach has Kevin Hart, Laugh at My Pain. So...
I'm not a bitch. Took me a while. That's over there. Have a good weekend, Cole.
Take a guess who I just got a text from.
Really?
Giving me fashion advice.
Fair, our intern.
No, she could just tell me. Booger McFarlane.
Oh.
The guy who wore a short-sleeve suit.
Oh, that's been a while, Cole.
And a short-sleeve dress shirt on signing day.
It was hip then.
And his tie barely made it to his belly button at media days. I got to get Boog on Monday. Have a good weekend, guys. Roundtable's next.